AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. New numbers from the government show inflation slowed last month after months of gains. The AP's Sagar Magani reports price increases may be peaking.
So-called core prices, which do not include food and energy, jumped 0.6% from March to April, double the hike from February to March, fueled by rises in airline ticket, hotel room, and new car costs. The cost of a gallon of gas fell 6.1% last month, but it's still up nearly 44% from a year ago.
On a month-to-month basis, prices rose 0.3% from March to April, the smallest increase in 8 months. Stocks are stumbling higher in jumble trading on Wall Street. Democrats in the Senate are working to pass a bill that would make Roe v. Wade law and expand it. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says women must be allowed to make their own decisions about pregnancies.
This is a cruel, repressive, dangerous vision for our country, but it is precisely the future that MAGA Republicans are working towards. It is precisely the outcome that extreme Republicans have planned for.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says this bill is extreme.
Our Democrat colleagues want to vote for abortion on demand through all 9 months, until the moment before the baby is born. A failed show vote that will only prove their own extremism.
This comes after a draft U.S. Supreme Court opinion was leaked, suggesting the court is poised to overturn the ruling that legalized abortion. The CDC says more than 107,000 Americans died of drug overdoses last year, setting another tragic U.S. record. That translates to roughly one overdose death every 5 minutes. Alaska saw a 75% increase in 2021, the largest jump of any state. This is AP News. Government scientists in Australia say most of the Great Barrier Reef coral studied this year was bleached. Bleaching is caused by global warming.
This is heartbreaking. This is deeply troubling. It shows that our barrier reef really is in very serious trouble indeed.
Simon Bradshaw, a researcher at the Australia-based group Climate Council, says this is the reef's first bleaching event during a La Nina weather pattern, which is associated with cooler ocean temperatures.
91% of the 719 reefs that were surveyed showed some degree of bleaching. Sadly, the most severe bleaching is in that central region that includes the Whitsundays, many of the tourist areas.
Scientists hope most of the coral will recover from this current event.
If we're to have any shot of a living reef in future, we have to be bringing emissions down very quickly through the 2020s.
Bradshaw says it's never too late. The Great Barrier Reef accounts for about 10% of the world's coral reef ecosystems. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.